Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, as the case may be. You're listening to beautiful Gregorian chant. You've come into the Lobster Pot, which is the place where we think about old-time religion, and we know that old-time religion is the religion of the apostles, the martyrs, the confessors, and saints down through the ages who have found favor with God. This morning, I'm thinking with you again about Daniel, as we will be for some days to come. Specifically, Daniel chapter 7, verse 15 through 27. Early in that section of Daniel, we are reminded of four transient kingdoms represented by four beasts, and they are interpreted to Daniel as four kingdoms. But I want to emphasize and italicize the word transient. They come, they go. And such as it is with kingdoms. Kingdoms come and kingdoms go. But in the text that we read today, we have a word which is always an important word in Scripture, a very small word often overlooked, and it's in verse 18 of chapter 7. It's the word but, B-U-T. So having told us about these four great beasts that are four kingdoms in verse 17, the lead word in verse 18 is the word but. But the saints of the Most High will receive the kingdom and will possess it forever. Yes, forever and ever. So the kingdom of God is set in contradiction to the four kingdoms. The four kingdoms are transient. The kingdom of God is not transient. It is that which will last forever. Yes, ever and ever. This is worth thinking about because as Americans or French or British or Russian, whatever we are, we tend to put our earthly citizenship in front of our kingdom citizenship if we are believers. Even believers do that. And it's something about which we need constant reminder. Kingdoms come, kingdoms go. America has come, America will go. We can try to interpret whether we think it's coming or going at this point, which is almost irrelevant, irresistible, but almost irrelevant. The reality is that the kingdom of God, our kingdom, the kingdom of the saints, is forever and ever. So I want to think more about this passage in the next podcast. I want to think with you about this horn that occurs in verse 20. But in the meantime, just know you have landed in the Lobster Pot where the water is always just fine and where the message today is kingdoms come, kingdoms go, every kingdom comes and every kingdom goes except for the kingdom of God and the King of Kings and Lord of Lords who presides over that kingdom forever, yes, ever and ever.